What's up, Ranger fans? It's your boy Steve Cardenas, aka Rocky the Red Hot Ranger, and you are listening to the Multiverse Rangers Podcast.
Ranger fans, I got word a couple days ago that Shelly passed away, and I can't imagine how her family feels. I can't imagine how those of you in the Ranger fandom feel, because many of you were much closer to her every day than I was. So to those of you that are feeling that loss, just God know that my heart goes out with you. She, in the experiences that I had with Shelly, she was just always so excited and fun to be around, and she always had a huge smile on her face. She was always she is the woman you know in the blink would have given you the shirt off her back to help you for any reason, without question. But she was also highly intelligent. She did some writing for me and some review work. She wrote a pretty incredible review on the comic. And what I got from her was very impressive. I think she is one of the great examples of a multifaceted, highly intelligent woman with grit. She had grit. Every day in her life, she fought things other people don't even know exist. And yet she was always there with a smile, always there willing to help out, always there to show support and love. She just truly is an inspirational person. And I say is, I don't say was, because I believe that every show that the Rangers gather for, I believe she's going to still be attending. I believe she's going to be there watching. I believe she's going to be there holding the hands of those that are afraid to approach the microphone and share their story. I believe that she's going to be there at the table for those that are crying, offering that hug, saying, go ahead, you can do it. I think that she is going to be a part of all of those incredible moments, both in person and in group. And I think that that is where her spirit and her energy and the moments that I shared with her was always incredible. Always incredible. So impressive. You're going to be missed, Shelly. And I know you had plans to be engaged at Power Morphicon this summer. I know your fiance is a kind soul, and just know that we're going to be there for you, and that I'm going to offer some prayers for you. I already have. I'm going to offer more. And to your family, what an incredibly special woman you guys shared with the rest of us here on this planet. What an incredibly special woman. What an inspirational soul. Thank you so much for sharing Shelly with us. God bless.
Hey everyone, Alan Palmer here, Corcus Black Alien Power Ranger, and I just want to say that the world lost a true ranger. Shelly, we're going to miss you like mad. I'll miss getting your messages and wishing you the very best. I'm sure you're being taken care of in heaven, and I know you're protecting us all down here.
Hi guys, this is the Multiverse Rangers podcast special for one of our cast members who passed away. I want to say a big thank you to Austin St. John and Alan Palmer for the messages to Shelley, who passed away on the 11th of this month. The rest of the cast have got so many memories. We got special guests as well with us tonight. Grim, the Dragon Tamer, who is with us for the first time as a special guest. Again, as if he was here. Well, I don't know where he went. He just disappeared. And he's back.
Really weird. Kicked me out.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's weird.
All right. I'm going to let... everybody's got their own memories of Shelley. I'm going to let Grim start, as he is the guest.
Thank you. Where to start with my first thing that comes to mind when I think of Shelley, to be completely honest, is just how, like, her enthusiasm for Power Rangers. Now, if I want to lock it into, like, a memory, I would say... I was going through something, like, pretty rough, and she could kind of tell because she was in my live stream, and this was around the time, you know, Jason David Frank had passed away. She called me, and we talked for about, you know, like 2 hours, I would say, on the phone through Instagram, and just everything, you know, like she was saying, like, you know, what you do for your communities and your people and all that stuff. I'm not just like, you know, a part of the GG5 and stuff like that, because you're a Power Ranger community. She said, like, I love you like a brother. That's kind of like where we built that whole connection. Like, that's my sister, you know, I'm her brother, and whatever she goes through, like, I'll be there, you know, for her. And I just always remember, like, from that moment on, we made this agreement to, like, always check on each other. Even if things were going really good, if things were going, you know, kind of bad, we just made this agreement to, like, always check on each other, make sure, you know, we're okay, that our enthusiasm for the Rangers are still there, and just, like, this excitement to want to actually meet each other in person. So for those of you guys who don't know, Shelley and I have never actually physically met, but we have been in the same room together without even knowing. Like, we've crossed paths a few times without even knowing. So we kind of, you know, made this excitement for this year, and this is kind of why it hit me, you know, super hard, is we were supposed to meet at Power Morphicon this year on the 23rd. So basically I just, you know, like, when it comes to her, it's like, now my memory for her is just being excited to see all you guys, like, jumping into this chat with you guys here on the live stream, the same way she would be, you know what I mean? Just trying to be super excited. Like, that's kind of like my biggest memory with her, is just those long phone calls that we've had. Just how insightful she was on just everything that would go on with myself, the Gold Ranger stuff, the, you know, the Green Ranger things that happened, you know, telling me about Fanword for the first time before I got to hear about it, you know, like, hey, there's going to be this really awesome thing with Austin and Walter. She put me on to so many things that were Power Ranger related that I would think, you know, I would have this knowledge and focus on, but she just had this way of, like, keeping me excited, even through, like, a lot of the rough times that I've gone through, that she's gone through, and just, like, reminding me to, like, always, like, remember who the important ones are, you know. And lucky enough for myself and for her, we share a really big mutual friend group and family group. So, like, what I, my best memory, honestly, of her, just, like, summarize everything I just said, is just those really, really long phone calls that were just me and her, no live streams, no, you know, reposts or nothing like that. It was just, I'm going to talk to you as a friend until we get to, you know, what the root of, like, something we could, like, work on and, like, get better on. And just anytime she got, like, a, like, an autograph or a picture of a Ranger, or someone shouted her out in a video, she would just, like message me and just be like, I just had the best, you know, experience. I just had the greatest memory. I just, you know, got to talk to one of my favorite Rangers of all time. And sometimes she'd be talking about show Rangers, and sometimes she'd be talking about our cosplayer friends. you know, or sometimes she'd be talking about like someone who does Power Ranger artwork or something like that. And just like she never treated anyone in the fandom differently. And that's kind of like how, you know, I knew she was like a real one for me, is like she didn't like treat me any differently than she would treat you guys as well. Like her love and her passion for all that is just, you know, I won't go too long because I'm pretty sure we're all going to say like a lot of like very similar stuff, but the memories are going to be different. Mm-hmm. For me, it's just those really long phone calls and just like, you know what I mean? I wish I would have had some of them recorded so I could listen to them back. But like, man, I do not take any one of those conversations for granted, but that's my memory of her. My favorite, best memories of her.
Okay. We got Becky.
Okay. Okay. The thing I most cherished about her was that she was real. And unfortunately, because I come from New York, it's hard to trust people. It took me a minute to believe that there was someone like her out there, you know, and she showed herself to me, and I'm like, oh my God, this is a real person, you know. I'm trying to get my hand over. she was genuine, very genuine at caring for people. And she always was talking about the actual Power Rangers here in podcast with us. Because that would like really get us going. We'd be like, oh my God, this Power Ranger. But she was the most caring and most joyous person. One of the most joyous people I ever met. Almost to the point she gave me a sweet tooth. You know? I'm going to miss her. Mm. I didn't see who put their hand up next.
I did, and that was Elijah.
Yeah, it was Elijah.
Yeah. Well, there's a couple different memories I have, because with her, it didn't matter whether the chat was about, you know, the Rangers or, you know, Doctor Who, the Sentai. It didn't matter what fandom the conversation was about, she was just happy to be a part of that conversation. If the conversation was meaningful to you, it was meaningful to her, and that's one of the things that I truly miss, as well as the you knuckleheads, the greetings.
Yes, I love the knucklehead one.
And there was always a catchphrase you always say to her. You always shaking your tail forever, Zay. She always laughed at that one.
You got me snorkeling again.
it was the little things, the little, actually meaningful points in the conversations, and it was. She will be missed. You know, it's hard to know that, you know, those little pieces of the conversation will live on, but it's no longer going to happen brand new. But she will be missed. She will be missed.
Next up will be Raph.
I'll be honest. There were times I did wish I could meet Shelly in real life, because she even said that she was going to give each and every one of us a hug if she ever met us in person. Not just that, I remember the story, which some of you were there. I wasn't there for this. When, as you well know, as everybody knows, she is a big fan.
Oh, I remember that story. I remember it.
I know what he's talking about.
Yeah.
He was a big Tommy fan. Yeah. And one thing she had, which was rare, which I sort of have it, which is this one, she's missing the shield.
It was a movie one. It was the silver one.
Yeah, movie. Yeah, this is the movie one, but it's like, you know, it's missing the shield and whatnot. But she had the original one from the movie. She had it on top of a shelf. Out of nowhere. That toy just fell on her head.
Yeah. I remember that.
And she just looked up and says, "Thanks a lot, Tommy."
Yeah.
That's his way of telling me, Get your head in the game. Get it together.
Yeah. Or you take the power.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But and also, if you recall, she did mention to
Catherine.
One person we interviewed,
Catherine Sutherland.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she told Catherine Sutherland, and Catherine Leary told her. Maybe that's his way of saying that you're next generation.
Yeah.
I also want to thank Catherine Sutherland and Nakia Baris for their comments as well. They've also sent their sympathies and apologies to us and her family and her fiance for the loss of Shelley.
We love you, Power Rangers playback.
We love you, Power Rangers playback.
Yeah.
And we should also thank the DeFilippo triplets for giving her, you know, always being there for her, giving her the best hug she's ever gotten.
Mm.
And the kiss on her cheek after he did the little makeup. But that was one of Shelley's greatest moments. And she did say that a lot. Yeah. That was one of her moments.
We used to talk about this a lot, but that mark on the eye, still the magic from that, like, Chris and I can attest to that. That is 100% real. The magic that came from that mark, the Triforian mark on the eye, easily one of the top three best moments in Power Rangers I've ever had. Like me, Chris, and Shelley, just like when that was happening, could not stop talking about that. That was, wow.
Hmm.
The power transfer itself from when the three of us received them, you know, it felt to us, it's like, you know, they're giving something to us. They're giving their power to us. Hmm. You know, they're letting the gold live on, you know? And Shelley was an embodiment of that power.
I agree.
I know she's cosplayed a lot as the White Ranger, but I know when she went Gold Ranger that one time, you know, when she met the triplets, when she got the marks,
she loved every minute of it.
It was
hilarious when Alan in the background saying, "That's my girl. That's my girlfriend. That's my girlfriend."
And not only that, I want to bring up my memory as well, since I have my speak mode on. I was the one that introduced the podcast to her. I was the one that brought her into the group. But before that, she was, you know, she was a part of the GT5 community, and she was, you know, and this is how we brought her in. She was quite a blessing, quite the energetic spirit. You know, she had that enthusiasm, like, you know, this is something that we can bring up production a bit more, help out morale, even help morale a bit if that need be, because she had that mentality, you know. You know, she always knew how to bring a smile to one's face. You know, when someone was down, she knew how to, you know, pretty much she opened her heart when need be. And you know, even when she was at her weakest moment, she always managed to somehow pull enough strength, pull enough power, you know, to strive on, to move on. You know, she will be missed, our Gold Ranger sister.
Mm.
Yeah.
I would say next up will be Bruce, your boy.
Oh, my memory of her would be just those times when Critter Family Time was just random topic. And it wouldn't be for long, it'd just be like, it wouldn't be for like a few minutes and then she'll just pop off. Those moments when she would pop in, it was always, well, for me, it was always just like, that she's okay. And when she wasn't, she was still there. And she made it known. She will be missed.
Yeah, it's hard. I remember my memories of Shelley as playing Dr. K, covering me, and when she got that role, when she played that role, it was like seeing another Dr. K from a different multiverse. And she brought that character to life, like I did. When I played Dr. K, when she played Dr. K, she brought it back to life. And it was something that we all wanted. Someone who had the knowledge and that to play that character.
I just thought she added her little twist to it too.
Yeah, she added a twist, and then when she brought her own character in, it was hard for us to, at the moment, it's hard for us to write the lines for her, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It was hard to bring out her personality, you know, but, you know, we somehow managed to pull it off.
Yeah.
Try.
It's not the same without her. Without her, yeah. You know, without her spirit into it, you know, I mean.
Yeah. I know we're all upset. It's heartbreaking for us, you know. And I think.
She's more than a cast member. She's a friend.
Yeah. Demi.
Sorry about that. I'm not 100% right now, not because of Shelly, because I'm not feeling good right now. But I'm doing this because it's Shelly, is what she would have wanted. It was me. The fondest memory I had of her, I was showing off my Merlin-esque cosplay for a convention down in Pensacola, Florida. I told her about it. Me and her both got so excited, and I showed her the picture. She absolutely loved it. And now, it's gotten a lot better because of her, because I actually have a prop story to go with it. But all I want to say is, Shelly, thank you.
Yeah.
Okami, and then it'll be Shane.
My fondest memory of Shelly is when she said that we were getting an interview with Alan Palmer.
Yeah.
That was
Alan Palmer.
The best interview we ever had.
Yeah.
And that was the first time ever, like, me in particular, to meet a Black Ranger, Ball Ranger, too. So, we were in the call. Actually, when I'm sometimes in the fall, when she called in, she was like a ray of sunshine and happiness. And it's really sad that she literally died on my birthday nowadays, which I'm really new for her. But tell me, we miss you. For me.
Zane.
Begin with the Energizer battery that is my big ranger sister. I guess my biggest memory of Shelly was also one of the very first that I had with her. It was when I was first brought in to the fandom chat and I hopped on my very first call. I saw both her and Becky. And she was... When I first heard her speak to me, she was like this very, she was very caring, very kind, very soft-spoken, and like every word that came out of her mouth was like a cloud of joy entering my ear canals, and like even when she was kind of, while she and her were home, what the?
We apologize
for the interruption. That Zane's little brother's interrupting him.
Yeah.
Kitty, have you got any memories of Shelly? can share.
Well, the funnest memory that I remember was me and the little Wookiee boy. Make a little comment, aka Rangers After Dark, and she said,
Nanny?
Both of us, oh, you guys are pretty funny.
Oh, I remember that. I remember that conversation. You knuckleheads are pretty funny.
Yeah. But there is other people out there that do remember Shelly, like Goku. And there's other people. But when...
G-Hawk.
And that.
I just want to give a shout out to G-Hawk and Goku. For those of you guys who don't know, those guys are like my best friends in the entire community. Goku and G-Hawk, today, this morning, I actually made a custom power coin of G-Hawk's power coin. And I walked the same way I did when I sent my card. I walked to the post office and I sent the card to G-Hawk because he wanted to, you know, he wanted to express his gratitude. And Goku was the one who actually told myself when all of this had happened, and, you know, he just seeing how devastated like he was when he told me the news, and then like shortly after Chris messaged me, and then shortly after that, you know, Kyle messaged me, and like it just the love that those guys had. Shouts out to G-Hawk, man. Shouts out to Goku, my GG5 family, just all you guys. Like so many people, like Rachel just said, she impacted so many people, like in and out of Power Rangers. It's just like, oh, it's so beautiful. Like, I'm trying to find the beauty in it, and you know what I mean? And I really do think that's one of the beautiful, most beautiful parts out of all this, is just how many people she reached in such a short amount of time.
Yeah. Yes.
I know.
And it was, when Chris sent me the message, early hours Wednesday morning, my time, over here in England, I was like, I read it. He goes, I hope you, when you read this, I hope you're sitting down. And I was like, what the? And I read it, and I was like, nah, this can't be happening. You know.
I was thinking the same thing when I got the message. Because yeah. it was a couple from the fandom chat that sent me the message. So, and I was like, it can't be. Like, we were just talking to her. Like,
so,
not even
like
2 days
prior. Chris and Rachel, like, I think them to kind of really, like, understand, like, how I truly feel, because, like, when you're at such, like, the top of, like, your own community, like, for the Multiverse Rangers podcast or the GG5, whatever it may be, you kind of don't have, and you guys can correct me if I'm wrong, but you don't really have the luxury to feel as sad because you have this entire community that you got to check up on and make sure they're okay. So
yeah.
I did check up on a few of you guys from the Multiverse Rangers podcast. Like Jaheel was the toughest phone call I think I ever had to make. Chris, I called him, you know, he gave me that mature outlook, but throughout that whole thing, I was just like constantly like thinking of Rachel, just like, you know, her and I are just like, we were making sure like our entire boat and ship of crew members and teammates and, you know, that they're all good, to where, you know, we kind of have to cry in the dark almost.
Yeah.
You know, where like we kind of have to like take it on the chin and just like, you know, kind of show everybody like the strength that she passed on to us. So, you know, I'm always here for you guys when you guys need to talk about that stuff. But
yeah. And there was, I mean, our editor, Phenomenal, who is doing our YouTube, he will be doing a special memorial collaboration with her pictures.
Yeah.
It'll be pictures, there'll be parts of Shelley that have been aired on interviews. And also parts of her being a member of the Multiverse Rangers podcast, just, you know, just airing out the, Dr. K doing, you know, doing what she does and doing what she loved.
Yeah.
So thank you. Special shouts out to Phenomenal, Mikolo for for doing the video editing.
If I can find the message, I'll definitely go and find it and send it to Chris. But it was a message the day you guys accepted her onto the podcast. Mm-hmm. And she like wrote me this whole thing about like how it was the best day of her life and like just like what you guys were able to do for her. And you guys have grown a lot since you brought Shelly on board. That was one of the best days of her life. I can guarantee it. If we could go up there and ask her right now, she would literally say getting accepted onto your guys' podcast was like top five Power Ranger moments of her life. Like from like literally from watching Tommy to Austin St. John to meeting Cosplay, like that, this podcast was like easily one of the top five, like best things to ever happen to her. Like,
I'm glad she was a part of it, and I'm glad I made a good choice in picking her.
Yeah, you did, and they did bring. We're still going strong, no matter what. We're still doing. We're halfway doing another season at the moment, writing it up, but it will be. Once it's done, there's going to be something in there that, let's just say, Grim's going to be a part of. And we might need you for another special appearance in it as well.
I'm letting you guys know whatever you guys need moving forward from here. Like, honestly, like, just, I feel like I can't do one thing to commemorate her. I feel like it's like a full frontal effort, you know, that you kind of have to, like how I was telling Jaheel, like, you know, I'm going to hear what the plans are and just kind of go with the motion of the ocean, see what you guys like draw up and write up. And, you know, whether I'm playing my real self or my OC character, whatever you guys write up, I'm in it, man. If you guys want me to add my own flavor, if you guys want me to do it verbatim, you guys just let me know.
We just want, once we get, bit further down into whatever episode it is, can't mention it. We can't spoil it yet because the viewers don't want it. We can't spoil it for the viewers or the listeners, if you know what I mean. Once that's done, once that episode's done, once we get onto the next episode, Jaheel is going to send you over that season, so you can put in your
lines. Yes, I am.
So you can put in your own lines and see how you want to see how it goes.
Your emotion will be a part of it too.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
So, we're going to take a little break for now. We have got I think we should do a very, a Balkan Skull special. Dubby.
Okay.
And I think Grim should be a part of it as well. If you would like to send him a part of the copy of it.
Got it. Sending now.
Okay. We're going to take a little break and we'll be right back.
We see the two gnome skulls, Vulcan skulls, skipping up on some gutty when they suddenly run out of it. Uh-oh.
hey, Boogie. Why are you hogging old Galaxy Grenade?
Me? You're the one who drank all the big energy tears, and you gave Spike all the push and punch.
Yeah, but, we need to get more. I guess we need to go borrow some from those nerds.
As the two of them are arguing, Grim walks by sipping his galaxy sludge from the W energy line. Buck sees this and walks over to him.
Where did you get that dubby geek?
Yeah, where? Bulky and I finished ours. We need the ones that we took from you. We need more. Where did we get it?
You can go to www.dubby.gg, where you can get your dubby fix. It's jitterless energy made from coffee extract. They also have great swag that you can show your support for dubby proudly, like t-shirts and hats.
Yeah, t-shirts, hats.
This is great, Bulky. but we're kind of on a budget, though.
Yeah, we're between jobs at the moment, thanks for a certain geek of yours.
That's no problem. We have a promo code that you can use to get 10% off. PR Multiverse. All caps. No spaces. Dubby, it's a top-of-the-line energy drink and energy booster that gives me what I need to tackle the day and own the week, as well as any and all challenges that come with it. It's also good for content creators and gamers of all sorts. It's a jitterless energy made with coffee fruit extract that comes in so many delicious flavors and no added preservatives.
Pull this skull immediately nod and go to their computers and start ordering.
Alright.
Bulk? Skull?
Oh.
Where's my push and punch? And remember, go to www.dubby.gg. Place the promo code PR Multiverse and save 20% off of your everyday purchase. Dubby, energy, generous energy drinks.
That 20% off is temporary. 20%
off, only for 72 hours only. For the next
20% off, only 72 hours.
72 hours? I'm getting some now.
Alright, Skull, let's get to work.
This one.
Welcome back to the Multiverse Rangers podcast. The memorial episode. Oh, wait. Welcome back to the Multiverse Rangers podcast memorial episode for our beloved lost Ranger, our good friend Shelley Bradley. She will be sorely missed. Again, earlier we thanked. We thank Austin St. John and Alan Palmer for their beautiful messages. And we also want to continue on with our messages as well, our messages of memories, good memories, good times. I'm sure a lot of the Multiverse cast can have more good memories of our good friend. That would love to be shared. Who would like to start?
Well, there was a message that Zane left before he popped off, and he goes, "I'm sorry I had to pop off. What was just happening right now has got me really upset. To finish my point, she was a cheerleader in mention when I was in my own head. She left me up out of it, and the rest of the group, I'm going to miss her so much, and I'm still wish she was still here, if you know." That was from Zane. So
thank you, Zane.
Yeah,
thank you for that.
Yeah, thank you.
That's really heartwarming, really touching. As far as
there was so many things though that she's done even when she's been to conventions, even Austin mentioned in the video that when she met him, she just lifted him up, you know, just brought him out, you know.
And she's always had a smile on his face, on her face.
Yeah.
When she mentioned to about Austin St. John and about the stories that she's been, you know, been around, it wasn't until I watched Austin's actual message that, you know, really brought out how she really was. And I mean, Austin put it best. She had a brilliance to her, wit. She had that gusto, you know. I mean, she wrote a review on one of Austin's comics, and it was an excellent review. You know, he took that to heart. He really took that to heart, and you know, brought that in more into his work. You know, so Shelley had an impact on not just us in the Ranger community, but she had an impact on a Ranger. Period. Mm. You know, when you have a woman in the group that has that kind of bond, has that kind of strength, you can't help but hold on to her. You know, she was not only just an awesome asset, she was an awesome friend to all of us.
Yep. And it's the same with Alan Palmer as well.
Mm-hmm. Alan Palmer, that was another one. I mean, Grim.
So I actually just found the message. It's really hard to see on my phone, but it was actually, this is kind of going to trip you guys out a little bit, but it was on April 14th last year, so almost literally like a year anniversary, which is kind of crazy, and she said, "Hi, Craig, guess what? I am now a part of the Multiverse Ranger podcast team. I'm super thrilled to be a part of this," and then we went through like a whole conversation about like, you know, how she's super stoked to be a part of that. But I found the message. I'll send that over to you, Chris, when I can. And just like, I think the timing of everything, like just this podcast in general, it's kind of like a couple things. It's like a memorial. It's like an anniversary episode on top of that for her.
Yeah.
As well, which I think is really cool. But I think all in all, just like, I don't know, you said it perfect. You really did like say all that perfect. She had such a way, like how I said, of just wanting to be a part of like so many really cool things. And like one of the things I think that was really, really cool is how she would like kind of bring you along for the ride to like meet these Rangers, you know, like she'd be like, "Hey, I'm going to go meet, you know, Goku and Austin St. John in Union City this weekend. Yeah. I'll make sure I send you pictures, like remind me to, you know, send you pictures." And, you know, she would even like, you know, "I'll see if I can, you know, get them to, you know, say a little message for you," or something like that. She was always trying to go above and beyond, which I thought was really cool.
Yeah.
But that's what I was looking for on my phone there, is just that message, because I knew it had to have been close to this time.
Yeah.
Like last year, because it's just like all the same conventions come up, like the convention space is very, you know, repetitive. So like seeing these like same conventions come up, like the same similar pattern, it was like, it's been a year, like so fast, you know, from where she was then till now. And just like her excitement to be a part of this is just like I said, it's hard to differentiate like the real Power Ranger actors and memories, and then like the memory she had with us, because like that's how she thought of us, like too.
Can you send a screenshot of that?
Yep.
That's exactly why it was hard to believe. And then one day I'm like, wait a minute, she lives in California. It could happen.
She always brought us together, always, every time. If we're like, if we're working on something, she would like make us stop what we're doing and like we'd listen for a bit, and then she goes, "Oh, I'll catch you guys later," and then like we get back to what we're doing, and then about 20 minutes later she comes back on. It's like,
it was like she was ADHD or something. She had to change the channel a lot.
Yeah. But she always brought us together always made us, we're always chatting always. And the funny thing was, and I still remember it, with that Shelly was like talking away, and then I come on and she goes, oh, talking off the devil, there she is. And I'm like, hey, what did I do? You know?
you look at her, I didn't do nothing. Yeah, I didn't do anything.
Wasn't me.
And then she goes, oh, Math, what do you mean? Blah, blah, blah. She's always like picking on one of us if we haven't been on for a while.
Yep.
You know? But she's always, she will always be missed.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Raph.
And she will always thank me, because if you remember, she's met so many Rangers. I actually put the picture of her with Johnny Young Bosch and Brenda Maggi, Tyler Navarro, the guy in charge. I put those two pictures together.
Yeah.
As a collage. She literally thanked me for that.
Yeah. But, I mean, even if we were, like, even if I went on to Grimm's live stream, or she appeared on Grimm's live stream, yep. And she's, like, talking away about something, and then she goes, oh, I've got to have my kidney stone done, and all this lot, which is understandable, like, medical comes first, and then anything else. But she always brought life to, like, Grimm's live stream.
If you can see on the screen share, guys, I pulled up that actual text.
Yeah.
This is the actual text from Grimm and Shelley, talking about how she was now a part of us, the Multiverse Rangers, and how super stoked she was about it and all that.
Mm.
I remember getting a phone call, like, from her shortly after that, and she was just like, I can't believe it. Like, you know, she felt like a lot of us did in Power Rangers, and this is, like, something that I can touch on, like, where we kind of went through, whether it happened early or really late, where we just kind of felt like, you know, outcasts for liking Power Rangers, in a sense, to where, like, when she found your guys' podcast, at home, and she was kind of explaining it to me, like, the only other place she would feel that is at conventions, you know, where she would kind of have to save up money to, like, you know, go be around her people, but, like, having, like, that group that could be there for her online through social media, you know, that kind of stuff was so new to her, where, like, it literally, like, felt like the grid coming to life, where she could just tap into this electronical device and just be immersed in just the fandom, which I thought was, like, super cool.
Unshare your screen, please.
She also messaged a few times asking, oh, how you been? How are things going? She always check up on her friends and her family.
Yep, sure did.
And she's always mentioning about that she's going to convention with her partner, with Alan, all the time. And then, like, she goes, oh, I missed the convention. I was meant to meet Austin, but I was ill and all this lot. Which is understandable, though. Like they say, though, once you're ill, you're ill. You can't help it, you know?
Yeah, she didn't know anything was going on, but that was around the same time she started getting sick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then it just progressed from there. We didn't know what was happening or anything like that until that time being, you know?
Yeah.
If you'll hang tight a few more seconds, I have a couple of screenshots that were done earlier when the news was brought to their attention.
Mm-hmm.
I'll start screen share again with the one that I have currently placed in. This was from Nakia Baris. And she had the opportunity meeting her as part of Power Rangers playback.
Mm-hmm.
and you know, I'm of course, we've interviewed her,
which was on Comedy's birthday last year.
Which that was a person from you guys to me, which I was so glad that y'all did that, like out of nowhere. But man, that was the best day of my life last year.
And if you give me a few more minutes, I'll find the one from Catherine.
Let's just say it was like.
I did send to you, Chris, just now. I was texting her like 2 days before she slipped, into the coma. Just to like kind of give people like an idea where her brain was at mentally and consciously as a fighter, mm-hmm. And as a warrior. Because like just, you know, I felt like even in like the times that she was going through, like right then and there, I felt like she had way more power than, you know, myself, like just telling me the news. I felt like sad and weak for her, but she just like continued just like fighting. And I just like, it was one of the things I admired about her the most, like in just these recent times, is just no matter how dark it got, like she was just convinced that she was going to pull herself out of it.
But like people say though, once you're in that kind of state, it's hard to put out at the end of it.
Yep.
But well, I mean if Joseph's got any memories back then, if he's there. But I guess I think he's busy at the moment. But has anybody else got any more memories? Elijah?
There were times where, like, she was one of the few that was so easy to talk to. You could have a conversation with her about literally anything. Literally anything, whether it's favorite food, favorite drinks, what you want to do over the weekend, what you did over the last weekend, any conversation would be, as long as you were into it and you were excited about it, so was she. And that's one of the things, she had a laugh that was infectious. She would laugh, mm-hmm. and pretty much everyone on call would be laughing soon after her.
Uh-huh. I know.
And her favorite word was that when you make her laugh so a lot, she will lose it.
You're making me snort.
Oh, again.
You're making me snort again.
Okay, guys. One more screen share. I did find Catherine's note right here. It's two pages. It starts here. And this was this is her conversation. Second page, continued down, and this is the news that when she passed, she was well aware of the situation. She was very short with her words, but she was very remorseful.
Yeah.
But I'm sure both Catherine and Nakia are praying for her up in heaven right now, and thank you for both.
Yeah, we want to thank you again for being on the show last year as well. So if you're hearing this, Kat and Nakia, we thank you again.
Catherine, you will be definitely seeing this video because you were a part of the interview with Shelly when she told you that when she got knocked upside the head
with Tommy
here. it was a good memory. Yeah. There you go.
Knocked on the head. Yeah. So, Okami, you got any more memories?
Uh,
That one, the one I said earlier? I don't think so. Like, that's the only most memorable thing, just for her getting that interview with Alan Palmer.
Yeah. It's a shame that we haven't got all the other cast members here at the moment, like Bob and Paul. Demi had to go because he's got a kicking headache.
And he's got to work.
Yeah, and plus he's got work. Bruce had to disappear, which is understandable. But they still have memories. But we're still going to remember still have memories of her, because it's been a year that she was with us this month, and plus her passing.
About that. It's been about a year.
Yeah.
She was with us for a year, and then a year after her that she passed.
But our condolences go out to her family and to Alan and to the other people that met her as well.
And also, too, I just want to say shouts out to Shelly's parents, too, for, you know, her and Alan coordinating to allow friends and things like that, you know, to send in cards and gifts and stuff like that, too. So, you know,
thank you to Bradley.
Shouts out to the Bradleys, man, like 100%.
My condolences. She was a good friend of ours.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And if there anybody else has got, I mean, Joseph, I know you're on mute at the moment, though, but if you've got anything that you want to say, please write and we can read it out. If not, understandable.
He's typing. Joseph is typing.
Oh, that's cool.
He's definitely hearing us. So give us a minute. We'll have him we'll read his message out. Becky, there was something you wanted to ask about her. How she always called out.
Oh yeah. How did she put that at the end of the day? Silver Porcupine Power Ranger out. Have a more phenomenal day.
Yep.
That's always our line when she leaves the call.
But before then it was Gold Ranger.
Yep.
It was Gold Ranger first, and then Silver Porcupine. She was recruited when she got her OC.
Yeah.
Yep, Silver Porcupine Ranger out. Have a more phenomenal day.
I can't believe I read that like that. Like, perfect.
Joseph reads, hang on. I'll screen share it so everyone can see it.
Yeah, and then you can read it out as well, Chris.
Okay. Joseph says, Shelly was a very caring person. I remember how she always got worried for me when I was having an issue with a person. She was very protective of all of us. Yes. Indeed, she was.
Yes, she was. Yes.
Thank you, Joseph, for that comment. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
She was a very protective person. She loved her group with a passion, man. It's like she would do anything for the group, in that sense, to make us smile, to make us have a to make sure anyone's day was just.
Yeah.
Energetic, powerful, a good day at least. always a smiler. Joseph is still typing. Give me a sec. There's more.
Yeah. Also,
she said she taught us. She taught us the Aquatar sign. Yes, she did. She taught us how to do the Aquatar greeting.
Yeah, she sure did.
There.
I remember that.
Yeah, it was. But when we spoke to Alan Palmer, like, the one thing he said was that She is so lovely. She always sends me messages and see how I am and I'm, and that. And it, that
Alan Palmer and Shelley were like real pals.
Yeah. Chris, you got your screen still on.
I know. Hang on. Okay. Whoa. There we go. Hey, I thought it turned back off. There we go.
Yeah, he did said, oh, it's a shame that Shelley's not here tonight with when we interviewed him. But it was, he enjoyed the interview and that.
Mm-hmm.
With us, but like you were saying, it's good, Chris. They were like getting on real well.
Yeah, they were like friends. I mean, the story she told us about her and Alan, or her and Austin, you know, were just. I mean, we loved her stories. We loved hearing them. You know, she really had a love for this. She had a love for this business. A love for this fandom. I love her cosplaying, you know. I love her Power Rangers, man. And I'm particularly glad that she became part of this group. You know, it's one of the actual picks that I'm very proud of.
I think too, like with the Alan Palmer, like, you know, him being part of, you know, the Alien Ninjetti, you know, Aquitar team, like, she just loved every which reason she could, like, gravitate to MMPR. And for those of you guys who do know, like, Tommy is her favorite Ranger, which is why she loved Zio, and she loved Turbo too on top of that. But she would always talk about, like, her relationships with Austin, Alan, and JDF. You know, JDF was kind of tough for her. But I feel like Alan was kind of like one of those Rangers that she could talk about where, you know, it kind of like helped ease up like on the loss of Jason David Frank, where she kind of had this other Ranger role model that she kind of looked to, you know, and that would like treat her like a real human being and like converse with her back and forth and stuff like that, which I thought was awesome.
Absolutely.
And I feel like that's kind of what she did with us too. You know, I feel like now moving forward, we're going to learn a very huge lesson, like, you know, once loss in our community inevitably happens, whether if it's, you know, next week or 15 years down the road, she is teaching us such a key life lesson here where it's like, you know, cherish those times because, like, honestly, once it's gone, you're going to pray and wish every day that that's all you could do is just, like, tell that person how special they are. And I do want to tell you guys all that, too, every single one of you guys here. Like, I would do the exact same if it were any one of us. But the fact that it is such a positive, like, this is, like, you know, all my people that kind of gave me the perspective. For some reason, the good ones go first.
Yeah.
You know, and that's kind of like the real tough lesson on this one is she was such, like, a kindred spirit. She was super exciting all the time, like how Jaheel said, you could literally talk to her about anything, anytime, anywhere. Like, and that's going to be the hardest part is that how, like he said it very well, again, it's just not going to happen brand new anymore. Like, we kind of have to, like, keep talking about these memories so the memories stay fresh, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
To where we remember the, like, the moments for exactly what they were, not, you know, hey, what happened on this one time that long ago? Like, our job is to keep talking about it.
Yeah.
You know, until those memories, like, just truly stick. And, you know, you guys have a really good insight on that.
Thanks for those words, Krim.
Yeah. And she's always been a big part of, not just the multiverse, part of the GG5 group. And others that she was in as well. She had a huge influence on every single person in any group.
Can I share one more memory that I have of Shelley? Because it was one that just popped back into my head.
Yeah.
Oh, what? It just like went kaboom.
Pretty much.
It went, Mark, you forgot about me.
Oh, yeah.
We were working on a few episodes for one of the seasons, and I was literally falling asleep on call. And she literally woke me up. Hey, knucklehead, you got this. Go get your coffee. Wake up. You got this. I couldn't help but laugh at the comment because of how it was said. But that's what that specific night helped me to push through and finish the two or three part that we were working on.
Yeah.
Yeah, one more memory I have as well. Shelly and I and Grim as a part of the Gold Ranger family, along with Goku and Jace. Mm-hmm. We all have a particular bond as a member of that family. Out of one way or another, we've all been blessed and power transferred by Tim, Tom, and Teddy.
Yeah.
But when she talked about her experience and how she shared her and how similar and some instances unique experiences she shared with her experiences and the experience that I shared, and then of course what Grim shared and Chase and all that, what this family had is a strong gold bond, pun intended, you know.
Love as big as pyramidus.
Exactly.
Like I remember like when I got my mark, you know, and she was like literally like Instagram calling me like, hey, like, you know, answer. And then got on the call with her, still had the, you know, the mark on my face. And she was just like, that means we're connected forever. You know, like literally through like just one of the smallest interactions, just because like we're such fans of the show. It's like Goku, I still talk to on a day-to-day basis. Chase, every day I talk to. Chris, like we catch up like nothing. You know what I mean? And I literally feel like that it's because of that one moment where it's just like she is with JDF and, you know, she's with all those guys up there, just like literally telling her like the feelings and the magic that you got from like all that stuff. Like
I can see it now that Shelly, it as a character cast, is Kiki and Rita's butt.
Almost definitely.
Yeah,
but go for it.
And twice on Sunday.
What's that? Guys, I want to close this.
Actually, before we do anything, I think Jace has got some memories as well.
I remember her telling us about her experience with the triplets and how Teddy kind of embarrassed her when he kissed her on the forehead.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
And Alan is like, you just see Alan in the back saying, that's my girlfriend, that's my girlfriend.
Oh, not just that, though, wasn't it to do with the ding-dongs she mentioned?
Yes, she gave one of the DiFilippos a box of ding dongs, and they were his favorite snack of all time, and he literally ripped the box apart just to get to the ding dong. And when they took the picture, he had to hold the box together.
And also, we also have to remember the day Austin St. John defended her from some weird stalker guy in the Just a look, not words, just a look. And that guy knew, I'm not messing with that guy.
I can hear Teddy's voice like no other when he used to go, oh, Shelly? Like, she's one of us. She's my Gold Ranger pal. Like, forget about it. Like, oh, he used to say like so much fun stuff about like Shelly. He's like, she's my number one Gold Ranger fan. You know that, Craig? She's like our biggest fan. Like, if there's anyone in the Gold Ranger family, it's Shelly. Like, it's just like her support that she would give to them is just like, even after all this stuff that happened, which brought us closer, Like, we had so many long talks about that, how that, you know, their hardships brought us closer, and she just always continued to support them, like, because we were a part of the Gold Ranger family. Like, she loved them. She loved them as who they were, like, because they were her heroes, but, like, anybody that was a part of that Gold Ranger family. That's why, like, it's so hard for me to just brush it off and put it to the side, because, like, all you need is one, and one person believed in that Gold Ranger family and kept us tight. Like, she was the glue, like, 100%. But, Chris, I think you were going to say you had, like, an idea on how you think we should sign this out in, like, a special way.
I do. Since I know there's a couple of people that have Tommy's figures up in display, Grim, you and I don't know. Well, I guess Bruce is out, but I think. I need to turn my background here real quick. I think we should send her off with the Rise of the Triforian staffs.
Joseph, you need to try for your staff.
So I'll raise this one.
I have the dragon dagger though.
Yeah.
I mean, do you want me to send her off with the zeal?
Dragon dagger, Sava's. I don't care if you got them. Dragon dagger, Sava, zeal sword. That's fine.
Let me see if y'all can see me. Because if not, I'll just turn my background off.
I'm ready to seal. I'm going to do this that way.
Alright. I will say the last thing. I will say it. For those who's been listening and watching the podcast, we want to hold our morphers, our staffs, our swords, our dragon daggers up, and we want to raise them up high, say thank you to Shelly, and may her rest in power.
May she rest in power.
May she rest in power.
May she rest in power.
Final bit, Raph, if you would do the honors of doing the dragon dagger.
Okay, let me go get it. One second.
For Elijah. As we're going to say this, I'm going to let Graham end it.
All right. So you guys know how we're going to end this thing. I'm a big fan of the roll calls. If you guys just have a short thing, if you guys have a whole thing, I'm going to start it off with, are you guys ready? You guys all say ready. And it's going to start with myself, and then Rachel, Chris, Jaheel, and then it's going to go down to Raph, it's going to go down to Kitty, and it's going to go up to Kaiba. And so just kind of remember your place. So like I said, it's me, then Rachel, Chris, Jaheel, then Raph, then Joseph, then Kitty, then Kaiba. Okay?
Let's go.
All right. Are you guys ready?
Ready.
It's morphin' time. Tyrannosaurus.
Go Tiger.
Cool CT power!
Crimson Breeze power!
Guardian power! Rise up! Guardian of Fire! Red Ranger! Oh yeah!
SPD! Emergency!
For the Spear of the Fox!
Jungle Access! Magenta Honey Badger power!
And don't forget the Silver Porcupine, you guys. Thank you to the Multiverse Rangers podcast for having me on as a, you know, inclusive guest on here for our sister Shelly. Appreciate everybody on the Multiverse Rangers side. Shouts out to Phenomenal Miklo, Chase, Goku, you guys too as well. The DiFilippo triplets, Austin St. John, Alan Palmer, Nakia Baris, also Catherine Sutherland, all the Rangers out there that sent their love and support. Immediate condolences to her immediate family, Alan, her parents, the Bradleys, and from my group, my community, the GG5 as well. I want to extend a thank you to the Multiverse Rangers podcast. I love you guys. You guys are always an extended family. And I love you guys to death.
Love you too, Grim.
Sorry for...
Shelly, we'll miss you.
Yeah, sorry for me. And from the GG5s group, we want to say thank you for listening. Thank you for watching. And may the power protect you.
Oh. And may Shelly, may you rest in power.
May you rest in power.
May it rest in power.
Hey guys, it's me, Karen Ashley. You know me as Aisha, the Yellow Power Rangers. And you guys need to be listening, watching Power Rangers, the Multiverse Power Rangers podcast. It's amazing. I love them, and I hope you guys support it. Till then, you know what time it is. It's Morphin' Time.